Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Uncertainty over President Trump's tariff policies causes concern on Wall Street, which ended down again. And as CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports, it's also hitting business owners.
Leanne Darlin is a brewer based in New York. Tariffs are the latest challenge in her competitive industry.
We're still growing, and we're very grateful for that, but margins aren't wonderful.
The cost of aluminum in the last 5 years has increased by more than 30%. Grain costs 20% more, and steel is up more than 40%, and that's before tariffs.
President Trump is now threatening a 200% retaliatory tariff on European wine. Protests and arrests at Trump Tower in Manhattan today.
They're demanding the release of Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian activist detained by ICE over the weekend despite having a green card. Hundreds of demonstrators from Jewish Voice for Peace packed the building's lobby, chanting while holding signs that read, "Free Mahmoud, free Palestine, fight Nazis, not students, and you can't deport a movement." Khalil's being held in Louisiana. The government just formalized its request for a change of venue. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
CBS News has learned that President Trump is planning to invoke a wartime law dating back to 1798 to authorize the deportation of some migrants as part of his immigration crackdown. Those subject to the Alien Enemies Act would not be allowed to have a court hearing or an asylum interview, since they would be processed under an emergency wartime authority, not immigration law. The Trump Justice Department asks the U.S. Supreme Court for help that would allow enforcement of the president's executive order to end birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Ending birthright citizenship for those who are illegally in the United States was a cornerstone of Donald Trump's many executive orders, and many of those orders have been stalled by temporary or permanent injunctions.
A Waterbury, Connecticut woman is out on bail after being charged with assault, kidnapping, unlawful restraint, and cruelty to persons. Authorities say Kimberly Sullivan is accused of keeping her stepson locked in their home for more than 20 years. Waterbury Police Chief Fred Spagnolo says that 32-year-old is 5'9 and weighs only 68 pounds. He was found after starting a fire to escape.
It's really hard to talk about still. I mean, it's shuddering to think that someone would treat any person, let alone a family member or someone that was entrusted as a guardian or a parental figure in this way.
Sullivan denies any wrongdoing. A second judge orders the Trump administration to rehire thousands of fired probationary workers. A San Francisco judge called the process a sham. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
The Badgers advance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats today in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The final, Wisconsin 70-63. John Tonje asked if the Badgers were a little nervous heading into this one after the loss at home to Penn State over the weekend.
I don't think there was too much nerves for me. We knew it was going to be physical. We know every game at this level, especially in conference play, is going to be tough. So we just had to come out here with the right mindset, and I think me and the guys really came with that.
Wisconsin faces UCLA tomorrow afternoon around 1:30 in New York. Marquette winning today in a close one, 89-87 over Xavier at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament against the number one seed St. John's tomorrow night around 5:30. NBA, Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight in Milwaukee, but LeBron James will not be there. He's back in LA getting treatment for a groin injury. The Bucks trying to snap a three-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid-70s. Right now, it's 48.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a live interview with candidate for state superintendent of public instruction, Brittany Kinzer, on why she's challenging incumbent Jill Underley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the program today, Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll have one guest today in the second hour. That'll be Phil Itner coming in live from Ukraine. But come on, it's time to impeach Trump. Our number of groups now saying it's time to impeach Trump. Also, does Elon Musk now have the God's view in scooping up private data for spying power? Is Trump insane? He's calling the EU nasty. Actually, this is fascinating. He keeps saying that the EU was created to hurt America. That's a talking point that I have only ever in my life heard come out of Vladimir Putin. So clearly, Putin's been talking to Trump and got inside his head. Anyhow, we'll talk about that in a little bit. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by, as I mentioned. Also, Trump's DEI war is really about resegregating America, putting straight white men back in charge. And we'll discuss that. There's a fascinating piece about this in The Guardian right now. In the third hour, today, March 13th, is the fifth anniversary of the day that Donald Trump shut down America to protect us from COVID. That was a good thing. 4 weeks later, or 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks later, on April 7th, that was the day that the Washington Post, the New York Times, all the major media, all reported this huge story that COVID was killing black people almost twice as frequently as it was killing white people. And that was the week of April 7th, that Donald Trump and Jared Kushner and their buddies determined that they were going to push black and brown people back into the workforce to try to get the economy going again so that he could win the 2020 election, because he didn't want to be going into the election in a recession. And this is the anniversary. I wrote a piece about it. We have an amazing song about it. I want to share that with you in the third hour of the program. Also, Trump is the FBI now, under Kash Patel, is moving to criminally charge climate groups who got grants from the Biden administration. So, you know, which is crazy stuff. But this is what happens when you turn the government. The awesome powers of the government. The government is the only institution in a nation, in America, that has the legal power to kill you, that has the legal power to imprison you, that has the legal power to strip you of your home, of your wealth, to separate you from your family, to even expel you from the country. The only institution in America that has that power is the government. And it is now, that power is now being directed. It's now being weaponized. I mean, the Republicans talked for, 4 years about Biden weaponizing the federal government when he was prosecuting Trump. Those were prosecutions of an actual criminal who had committed actual crimes right in front of all of us, right in front of God and the world. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. But this is a whole different thing. And as a result of this, Free Speech for People now has got a petition. Over 250,000 people have signed this petition calling for Donald Trump to be impeached. And they've got, a whole bunch of bases for that impeachment. He's refusing to execute multiple court orders. There are now three. I don't know why this isn't, like a headline on the news every single day. Another day that Donald Trump is in defiance of court orders. Another day that, after a federal court said DOGE cannot, and the Office of Personnel Management, which they've taken over basically, cannot fire people in other agencies. And yet they're still doing it. They announced this morning they're going to fire 20% of the IRS workers so that, billionaires will no longer have to worry about being audited. I mean, this is just amazing. So what they're saying is, this is from their statement from Free Speech for People, that the administration, quote, oversteps of the judiciary branch include refusing to release $2 billion in foreign aid in defiance of multiple court orders. And that, by the way, that's $2 billion to pay for services that have already been rendered. Number one. Number two, refusing to adhere to court orders that prohibit the Office of Management and Budget from implementing a freeze on all federal assistance. And number three, refusing to adhere to a court order requiring U.S. Office of Personnel Management Acting Director Charles Ezell to testify in person on March 13, 2025 in a lawsuit challenging his and OPM's termination of thousands of employees. So they're just openly defying the courts right now, the Trump administration. Hostetler, who is the spokesperson for Free Speech for People, Courtney Hostetler, says, quote, Trump has usurped the powers of the legislature and now tramples on the authority of the judiciary. He, like all presidents, must abide by the rule of law. And because he has not, Congress must adhere to its own obligations to carry out an impeachment investigation. And Congressman Al Green, the Democrat from Texas, who stood up to Trump during the State of the Union address and basically said, no, you don't have a mandate to slash Medicaid, said that he's willing to introduce articles of impeachment in the House of Representatives to begin an investigation. Other reasons to impeach Trump is his planning the forced removal of Palestinians from Gaza, is seeking retribution against perceived enemies, individuals within the United States, weaponizing the government in ways that Richard Nixon never even dreamed of, dismantling independent government oversight, particularly the attorneys general, well, they're not attorneys general, what are they, inspectors general, the people who are supposed to look for waste, fraud, and abuse. 17 of them were fired by the Trump administration. Receiving foreign and domestic emoluments in violation of the Constitution. This is an impeachable offense. Attempting to deprive Americans of birthright citizenship. Dismissing criminal charges against Eric Adams and then basically trying to, there's a clear quid pro quo here of saying to Adams, you're going to do what we say or we're going to put you back in jail. And Adams going, okay, sir, yes, sir, please don't put me in jail. Because Adams knows that he was corrupt. He broke the law. Abusing pardon and emergency powers. There's a billionaire right now who's trying to cut a deal with Donald Trump to get a pardon. It's in the headlines. It's in the news. Apparently you give Trump enough money, you get a pardon. Blocking efforts to secure U.S. elections and engaging in unlawful corrupt practices during the 2024 presidential campaign. That's a pile of stuff. That is a lot of stuff that is just absolutely wrong that Donald Trump has been doing. And I agree, he needs to be impeached. I get it. The Democrats do not control the House or the Senate. I would like to see them do what John Conyers did back in the day. We had him on this program many times, the late John Conyers. This was back, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't recall exactly, when, but... it was during the Bush administration, in the early years of the Bush administration, when we were trying to get Medicare for all. And John Conyers, the Democrats did not have a majority in the House of Representatives, so he couldn't call hearings. So he basically rented a room or appropriated a room. I'm not sure the technicalities of how he got it in the Capitol building. It was a very small room, actually. It formerly had been a storage room, like a large closet. And he used that for hearings where he had, you know, people come in and testify about how Medicare for All could save us so much money and all these kind of things. I would love to see Al Green or some other Democrat, maybe Jimmy Raskin, you know, appropriate a room someplace in the Capitol. And if they can't get the Capitol, someplace else in Washington, D.C., and start holding hearings on whether Donald Trump should be impeached. It sure seems to me like a good idea. I mean, this is, he has gone way beyond the pale. He is running Putin's playbook from 1999, and not a good or healthy thing. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with, is Elon Musk trying to get the God's view of all of us? Why is he scooping up our private data? Is this about spying on us? Stick around. We'll talk about that right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Trump put a spell on you because you're his. He whispered in your ear and took you in like this. He promised golden dreams, a kingdom of his own. Now you're stuck in his web under his throne. Trump put a spell on you, wrapped you in lies. You're no longer asking who, what, or why.
It's a dark. Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. This ad moves public opinion. Share it. This is the ad of your creepy Republican congressman. This is a pretty good one. Check this out.
Doctor, he's flatlining.
We need to get him into surgery.
Sorry, you can't do that.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we defunded Medicare, and we're not paying for this surgery.
This man is dying. Now get out of the hospital.
I won the last election. I'm not going anywhere. But don't worry, we made sure Medicare still covers Viagra. And I need a refill.
Yeah, pretty strange. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is scooping up information like crazy all over the internet, grabbing this, that, and the other thing. It looks like he's got all of our personal and private information. A guy, you know, foreign-born, apartheid-born South African billionaire who was elected to absolutely nothing. Now has all of our personal information. What the hell is up with that? Congressman John Larson of Connecticut, as I recall, is saying enough already. He is not above the law. Here's the clip. John Larson from Connecticut.
Significance and resort to saying you will do whatever Elon Musk and Donald Trump tell you to do. Where's the independence of the committee?
He's talking to the chairman.
Where's the legislature? We're an equal branch of government. And you start off with a blather, and yet look at the empty seats here. Where's Elon Musk? I'm sure he's a genius and is a very credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated. But that does not put him above the law or the responsibility to come before this committee in this Congress. If he's so great, if these plans and all the fraud and abuse that he's found are so eminent, why isn't he here explaining it? You know why. Because he's out to privatize Social Security. He's been on television the last couple of days talking exactly about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and what he intends to do. Privatize it. The American people, some of them may have been born at night, but not last night. People are aware of this. Every single one of your districts, all the money that comes in monthly, and you as a Congress, have not done anything in more than 54 years. And now you have someone coming in to privatize a system, something you have longed to do going back to 1982, because Elon Musk thinks that this is the best thing to do. President Trump has called Social Security a scam. Elon Musk, as Mr. Neal said, called it a Ponzi scheme. Ask that of the people in your district. Ask that, Mr. Smith, of the more than 198,000 people in your district who rely on Social Security, and you won't even let the person who's planning to privatize it, who's telling the big lie in front of everyone, in bold as he possibly can, saying, this is what we're going to do. The Congress is in our back pocket. We don't even have to come before them and testify because we control the House, we control the Senate, and we control the presidency. And it's the tyranny of the executive. It's why these resolutions were first adopted back in 1789, because the founding fathers knew that the executive branch does not have total authority over the legislature unless you have a willing party that says, no, we're going to do exactly what you tell us to do, Mr. Musk and Mr. President. It doesn't matter to our constituents. It doesn't matter how much money they are not going to receive. We're not even going to tell them the truth about what's going to happen to them. And every single one of these districts where they're being shut down and their personnel, and as Mr. Neal said, Dan, after you cut and eliminate the people, say the agency isn't responding accordingly. No other agency operates for under less than 1%. With that, they administer to over 70 million people in the nation's number one anti-poverty program for the elderly and children. Shame!
Yeah. And this is exactly what Musk is trying to do. They, you know, they're going to do it with the IRS, too. They just announced this morning 20% cut in the IRS. They just laid off 7,000 people from the Social Security Administration. They've got 57,000 employees. It's at a 50-year low. It's one of the reasons why Social Security seems so unresponsive right now. So it's so hard to get a hold of Social Security. They backed away from their plan that they had announced yesterday that they were going to end the telephone calls. 10,000 baby boomers a day retire into Social Security. Every single day, another 10,000 people become eligible for Social Security. And they just laid off 7,000 people at the Social Security Administration. Why? So that things won't work, as Congressman Larson just pointed out. So they'll say, oh, look at this. The agency is not responsive. The agency isn't dealing appropriately with the American people. We need to turn this over to J.P. Morgan Chase. We need to give this to Wells Fargo. We need to give this to our big campaign donors. The $2.7 trillion trust fund. They'll just skim a little bit off the top. Don't worry. I'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what say you? I'll pick up your calls after the break.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is threatening a 200% tariff on European wine, which worries New York City restaurant manager Kevin Estrada.
The last thing we want to do is raise the prices, but we have to in order to keep our profit margin. And if it happens with the wines, eventually, if it gets to the point where we have to increase it, then we have to increase it and pass it on to the customers.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for help as lower courts stall the ending of birthright citizenship.
Trump is asking the Supreme Court to loosen those restrictions, claiming that many births will take place before there is a final ruling on the constitutionality of that directive.
CBS News analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Waterbury, Connecticut Police Chief Fred Spagnolo describes the room a 32-year-old man was allegedly held in for over 20 years by his stepmother.
When I read about it and talk to the investigators and overlook the interviews, it was worse than the conditions of a jail cell.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers advance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats today in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The final, Wisconsin 70-63. John Tonjay asked if the Badgers were a little nervous heading into this one after the loss at home to Penn State over the weekend.
I don't think there was too much nerves for me. We knew it was going to be physical. We know every game at this level, especially in conference play, is going to be tough. So we just had to come out here with the right mindset, and I think me and the guys really came with that.
Wisconsin faces UCLA tomorrow afternoon around 1:30 in New York. Marquette winning today in a close one, 89-87 over Xavier at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament against the number one seed St. John's tomorrow night around 5:30. NBA, Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight in Milwaukee, but LeBron James will not be there. He's back in LA getting treatment for a groin injury. The Bucks trying to snap a three-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid 70s. Right now, it's 48.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Planting seeds, whispering lies through stolen screens, turning truth into a fever dream.
Past the hour. This is amazing. According to breaking news from NBC News, U.S. Southern Command is developing potential plans that vary from partnering more closely with the Panamanian military to the less likely option of U.S. troops seizing the Panama Canal by force. NBC News source contended, quote, the Trump administration's goal is to increase the U.S. military presence in Panama to diminish China's influence there, particularly access to the canal. Yikes. You know, little wars always help dictators, right? I mean, Putin's had four or five of them. Hitler had a bunch of them. It's, you know, you grab nearby countries, you seize territory by force. It's illegal, of course, but hey, it works. Meanwhile, the head of Social Security admits he doesn't know what the Doge kids, as he refers to them, are doing with our data. This is the acting head of Social Security, Leland Dudek. He refers to them as the Doge kids. He said, I actually like having the kids around, right? He says... He says they have broad access to Social Security numbers and personal data. He said, are they going to break something? I don't know. He says they're unfamiliar with the nuances of the department, but he says they're learning. They're thinking about work differently. And now they just announced the 7,000-person cut. By the way, he was asked if Elon Musk's claim that there are dead people collecting Social Security was accurate. He says, no, that's BS. So how long is this guy going to last, right? This is amazing. This is a leaked audio, by the way, of an hour-long meeting that this guy had. And then finally, Donald Trump goes insane. This was his post over on his Nazi-infested social media site, quote, the European Union, one of the most hostile and abusive taxing and tariffing authorities in the world, which was formed for the sole purpose of taking advantage of the United States, has just put a nasty 50% tariff on whiskey. If this tariff is not removed immediately, the U.S. will shortly place a 200% tariff on all wine, champagne, and alcoholic products coming out of France and other EU-represented countries. This will be great for the wine and champagne business in the U.S. Of course, there's no champagne business in the U.S. because you can only grow you can only produce champagne in the Champagne province of France. But I doubt Trump knows that, even though he owns a winery. But his wine business is going to do well as a result of this, right? Is this guy nuts? No, I believe he's been listening to Putin. I believe that Putin has been whispering in Trump and Musk's ears and has captured both of them intellectually, emotionally. Both of them are dancing to Putin's tune. Both of them want to join Putin as a multi-billionaire oligarch who rules a continent, basically. And I just don't see any evidence that contradicts that theory. Do you? Let's pick up your calls here. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, all I can say is Canada better look out, too, because if he's going after... the Panama Canal, Canada seems to be on his radar, and so does Greenland.
Yep.
And this is insanity. By the way, the stock market seems to be tanking again today.
Yeah, it was down 300 and some odd points about a half hour ago. I don't know where it's at right now.
Yeah, I think it's more. I just looked a little bit ago on CNBC. I think it's 4 something.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, being a president and a parent, it's kind of similar in my view. Just because a kid turns 18, you just don't give up control. You know, I mean, you got to give up control, but you always try to give guidance and stuff throughout your child's life.
Sure.
Now, same with a president. Now, the way I see it, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, maybe Joe, one of these guys get together, come out on national TV, and give some guidance and some direction to this disaster that's going on. You know, I know we're about the same age. I don't want to be. I don't want to have to learn to speak Russian. So, could someone please do something and help us?
Yeah.
What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear anything from George W. Bush. I mean, he's pretty much demonstrated that he's just said to hell with it all, and he's, you know, going to walk away and sit in his multi-million-dollar mansion and, you know, do his paintings. But the other, you know, Obama and Clinton could be out there, and Biden. And Kamala Harris, for that matter, could be out there, and in my opinion, should be. And I was so cheered to hear that Tim Walz, which was announced last night, you know, the vice presidential candidate last time around, Democratic governor of Minnesota, is going to be doing a multi-red state tour in congressional districts where Republicans are refusing to, and Republican senators, of course, are refusing to talk to their constituents. So, you know, that's a good first step. But, yeah, I share your outrage, Steve. Steve, thanks for the call. Carol in Eureka, Montana. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi. First of all, I wanted to thank you for all that you do, but also I want to especially thank you for recommending my Substack site. So anyway, that was
cool.
Wonderful.
Which one is it?
It's called izzynews.substack.com. It's about
Oh, yeah.
It's a 60-second news report.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So,
it's great.
Yeah. So what I wanted to ask you about was get your opinion on this. I'm a fan of Elie Mystal, and he wrote an article in the about the Supreme Court in The Nation magazine a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that's just really been on my mind ever since, and that is he's questioning why additional justices were not added to the Supreme Court when Biden was in power, especially the first couple of years when he had both houses at the and the White House.
Right.
And goes on to point out that the abortion rights could have been saved, voting rights could have been protected, and Trump could have been ruled ineligible to run for office again.
Yeah, it's all
but
true.
Instead,
the
yeah.
reason why the Democrats didn't do that was they believed, I believe falsely, but this is the timid Democratic perspective that Chuck Schumer embodies.
Uh-huh.
They believed that the blowback would be so furious, both from the Republicans and from independents, that it would hurt their chances in the next elections. That was
oh,
their
boy.
Fear. I know. Well, you know, they back when FDR tried this in 1936, I guess it was, he was going to pack the court, and that was the 1936 election. And when he won re-election in 37, he was like, okay, we're going to do this now. And the nation went nuts. It was a huge story. The Republican Party went insane. And what happened was several of the Supreme Court justices, the first, I believe, was Owen Roberts, started changing their votes. They were about to knock down Social Security. That was the thing that provoked FDR to say he was going to expand the court.
Oh.
So FDR ultimately didn't have to do it because the guys on the court changed their votes, changed their mind. Well, you know, I think it's possible that if Biden had really gone after them, you know, there might have been some changes in the behavior of the court. I'm skeptical that it would happen. And I think that, you know, a really articulate president, a president who is a great communicator, you know, a Ronald Reagan level president, or a Bill Clinton level, or a Barack Obama level president, probably could have pulled it off. I don't think Joe Biden could have pulled it off. He just, you know, he stumbles through everything he says, and it just
right.
it never connected with the American people. So I'm not you know, I'm not totally defending them. I mean, I'm saying I understand why they didn't do it. I wish they had tried. I was writing op-eds back then encouraging them to do that, you know, calling for that. I talked about it on this program. So, you know, but I'm quite sure that that's what happened. I mean, I haven't had a conversation with any Democratic politicians about it, but it was no secret that that's what they were afraid of. They were afraid that the blowback would be so severe that it would hurt the Democrats. Carol, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you, and good luck with your Substack newsletter. Yep, thank you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, here's another federal judge that Trump will probably ignore. He was just ordered to reinstate the probationary employees across six different federal agencies. Will he? I don't.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
She's got a book, oh Lord, what a sin, teaching kids that their skin is okay to be in. Freckle-faced strawberry is coming for you, oh. She'll make you feel normal, what will we do? She's packing a message more deadly than lead, self-acceptance. My God, we're better off dead.
Julianne Moore's new children's book.
Freckle-faced strawberry is coming for you.
Yeah, the title of the book is Freckle-Faced Strawberry, and the military just banned it because it says, hey, even people with freckles are, you know, we like diversity. Ay, ay, ay. DEI, this whole war on DEI, as you well know, is simply an attempt to resegregate America. It's just, you know, one of the people who was laid off, in fact, I believe it was the union leader who was laid off from one of the major agencies, I think it was Social Security, but I could be wrong. I just saw this on TV. I mean, she was on somebody's program on MSNBC, and they said who got laid off, and she said pretty much all the people of color and women. They didn't lay off any of the white men, and I'm waiting for somebody to verify that. I think that it would be a big news story if it's true. If that's mostly what's happening in these agencies, you know, we don't know for sure yet. But it's just a single person's allegation, but this is grim stuff. Jerry in Salisbury, North Carolina. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom, I want your input on this also. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I'm very proud to be a Democrat. And I'm sick of watching my Democrats actually not taking care of this country by taking money under the table. I think any Democrat that takes money under the table should be not voted for again and should not be elected again. And the only way I can see to get out of it is make our Democratic Party in their platform put down that after you get elected to the House, the Senate, the presidency, or throw your hat in the ring for judgeships, that you have to freeze your personal account and live off the money that us taxpayers can pay you to do the job for us.
Yeah.
And if you take any of that money that you have gotten by ill-gotten gains, like Mendez, which I never want to see another Democrat get in jail again for taking money.
Yeah, no, I get it, Jerry. And the problem is that the Supreme Court has said you don't even have to do it under the table anymore. You can just do it right out in front of God and everybody. You know, in 1907, Teddy Roosevelt got the Tillman Act passed, which made it a federal felony for any corporation or rich person to donate any money or anything of value to any federal campaign. What Elon Musk did to put Donald Trump in the White House was a felony up until the time the Supreme Court struck that down with Citizens United in 2010. In the 1970s, after the Nixon scandals, bribery scandals, we got laws limiting campaign donations to $2,200 a person. And again, if Elon Musk wouldn't have been able to put $300 million into making Donald Trump president. For that matter, Peter Thiel wouldn't have been able to put $14 million, as I recall, into making J.D. Vance the senator from Ohio. I mean, you know, we used to have laws about this, Jerry, but five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court struck them down. So, Jerry, your point's great. Thank you for calling and making it. Will in Cincinnati. Hey, Will, what's up?
Well, I just had one comment, and it's I hate to say it, but this is only going to end with an American tenement square.
I hope not. I really hope not.
And the sooner it happens, the better, because there might be elements in the military that will not obey those orders.
It sure is looking like that is what Donald Trump is preparing for. By putting Pete Hegseth in charge of the military, a guy who has basically openly called for that sort of thing, you know, using the military against American civilians. And pretty much a naked white supremacist, you know, or certainly a Christian supremacist, Christian nationalist, and I think he's a racist. I mean, you know, he fires General Brown and replaces him with a far less qualified white guy after, you know, publicly saying, well, he's only there because of the color of his skin and all this kind of stuff. I get it, Will. I get it. Let's hope not, but I get it. Bruce in Studio City, California. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Well, Tom, hello. Again, nice to talk to you. We talked about 3 weeks ago. I'm the guy who went to prison for being a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War and took part in all those protests, as you probably did, too. And let's hope to God we start seeing that happening in the next few months here with Trump. But the reason I called was to remind you, if I needed to, and all your listeners, that today is a day that we should be, I don't want to say celebrating, but it is March 13th. And you know the significance of that, don't you?
Well, it's 53. It took Hitler 53 days to take over Germany. This is
there
the 53rd
you go.
Day.
There you go. That's it. It took him 53 days to disassemble the democracy in Germany. And here we are 53 days right after Trump's reign.
Yeah. I suspect it's going to take Trump a few more months, but he's certainly working hard at it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really agree. But that's all I wanted to tell you is that is what a and then also too, it's a coincidence that 2 days from now is the Ides of March. You know, I'm not saying I want Trump to go the way Caesar did, but he needs to go.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bruce. The Ides of March are coming. Bruce, thank you very much for the call. Incredible. Phil Edner's going to drop by live from Ukraine on the other side of this break. We'll find out what's going on there, what's the latest news with regard to that brave democratic nation trying to fight off an autocrat, you know, a fascist dictator trying to steal their country. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily?
We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News immigration reporter Camille Montoya-Galvez reports President Trump is planning to use a law from 1798 called the Alien Enemies Act to deport undocumented migrants.
It has been rarely invoked. One of the few times was in World War II when the government at the time used it to surveil and detain immigrants from Japan, Germany, and Italy. This would allow the government to summarily detain and deport migrants subject to the law without any of the due process protections outlined in U.S. immigration law, because they would be treated as enemy aliens.
There's been a reversal from the Senate Democratic leader on the budget bill passed by the House. CBS's Erica Brown explains.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Republican spending bill a, quote, terrible option, but said the consequences of a government shutdown would be far worse.
I believe it is my job